Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated. And right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry before they're all gone.
Hey everyone, real quick before we dive into this week's episode, I wanted to mention that this episode is actually one of our Patreon exclusives. But, as you all know by now, Hugh and I have decided to close down our Patreon for the time being and solely focus on uploading publicly. This episode was one I wanted to share publicly because it's just too demented not to. There will be a few more from our previous Patreon that we will share down the road, but for now, sit back, relax a bit, and join us on this disgusting journey into the filthy bowels of fast food chains.
The Oracle Network.
Due to the mature content of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Thanks for tuning back into The Depth of Darkness, a podcast that dives deep into all things dark and wrong in this world. Mandy once again coming at you, in your face. Maybe not as pungent as huge ass, but you know what? I'm trying my best, okay? So, welcome back, everybody. We all know, at least here in the States, that obesity is an extremely large, no pun intended, problem. And I'm sure it is actually in most of the world, if not the Western world. In America, it's horrible. And I know we have Canadian listeners, we have listeners all over the globe. You name it, we've got listeners there. So thank you to all of our listeners. Going off of that, obesity being a large problem, what's the main cause of obesity, at least here in the States? Fast food. People consume fast food at such fast rates, it's horrifying in itself. So you guys know, I wanted to find some really disturbing stories surrounding fast food to kind of turn you guys off of it, because we obviously need to focus on our health. And don't worry, I'm not trying to be preachy here, but even me myself, I mean, that episode we posted a while back around New Year's, New Year, New You, quite literally, we all want to kind of better ourselves when a new year starts. And 2021, we are all hopeful that this year will bring us something better than the shithole that was 2020. So with that said, let's try and better ourselves and be turned off of fast food for quite some time, if not forever. So let's dive deep into some fast food horror stories. And I gotta be honest, some of these places I'm a frequent to. And when we get to the one that I frequent, I'll be sure to let you know. And that's all I gotta say. There is an article I'll be referring. This is from cheatsheet.com. Showbiz cheat sheet, to be exact. And the title of this article that I'll be referring to is called Fast Food Horror Stories. You won't believe what was in this restaurant's burgers. And this was written by Emma Blesnick. And this was from April 23rd, 2019. So starting of our article here. An estimated 80% of Americans consume fast food monthly. This we knew. That's why America has such a large obesity problem. We assume restaurants follow FDA-approved sanitation laws. However, many break these codes. You won't believe the scandals these chains created, especially the disgusting ingredient found in McDonald's burgers. That's nice. We all know McDonald's is a huge contributor to the obesity problem. I mean, people eat there on the regular and sometimes for all meals of the day. For example, and this is just me talking to you guys, this isn't in the article. Anytime I pass a McDonald's the line is jam-packed. This could be any time of the day. It could be any day. So holidays, doesn't matter. People are there getting their disgusting fast food fix. So just with that, keep this in mind. Fast food is almost like an addiction to people. At least that's the way I view it as. And it's horrible. Like there, fast food needs to change either in their sanitary ways or the type of food that they distribute without all the fillers and shit that's in them. Because if not, everybody is, they're going to a very quick grave. So with that said, let's jump to number one on the list of fast food horror stories. Number one. Subway's chicken sandwich is actually soy. Side note, I already knew this. That is kind of gross, but at the same time, it's really not. I mean, soy is actually quite good for you. So what happened? Subway chicken products only contained about half chicken DNA. And this actually occurred in Canada. So it's not just America, folks. It does happen in other places in the globe. The details. Canadian broadcaster CBC examined fast food chicken, finding Subway's breast meat was only 54% chicken, and chicken strips were only 43%. CBC's lab didn't believe it, redoing the test 5 times, but still finding the chicken portion to be mostly soy and other fillers. Subway disputed the claim, but vowed to speak with its supplier. Number 2. Taco Bell diners hospitalized from dirty lettuce. 71 people were hospitalized for severe abdominal cramps, fever, and diarrhea. 8 developed kidney failure. That's bad. Where this occurred? New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and South Carolina. Nice. The details. In 2006, the 5 states reported E. coli breakouts at Taco Bell. When researchers discovered the culprit, infected lettuce, the states enacted stricter laws on handling the leafy green. Ah, E. coli, that could have been caused by just cross-contamination, touching raw meat and then touching the lettuce with the same gloves or even just no gloves. Imagine that. You know, I know for some places, the regulations are not monitored, and people prepare food without gloves. They don't wash their hands after the bathroom, after wiping their ass, after taking a shit. So imagine all that going on your food. Oh, that's so gross. Number 3, this next one, this is the one I frequent, and this one really bothers me. So moving on. Number 3, fecal matter in Starbucks iced coffee. So gross, guys. Like, first off, how does fecal matter get into your drink? And 2, how does it happen at such a prestigious, quote-unquote, coffee shop? What happened? Ice drinks had a high level of fecal bacteria. This occurred countrywide. Where? Countrywide. A BBC series found iced coffee drinks from Starbucks, Cafe Nero, and Costa Coffee to contain fecal bacteria. Watchdog's Tony Lewis told BBC, quote, "These should not be present at any level, never mind the significant numbers found," end quote. Company spokespeople told the public they'd take action to prevent these sources of disease. And I did click on the hyperlink that was included in this article for the BBC testing that was done through them. And this actually occurred not too long ago in 2017. So that's horrible and disturbing in itself, because I've been drinking Starbucks and Dunkin' probably for, well, Jesus, I was in high school in the 2000s. I've been drinking it since then. So the early 2000s, that's disgusting. Moving on. Number 4, 4 kids die from Jack in the Box burgers. What happened? Jack in the Box had a major E. coli breakout. This happened in the Pacific Northwest. Bacteria harmed 600 people and killed 4 children in 93. The San Diego-based chain blamed its meat supplier. However, the U.S. Agriculture Department said the bacteria would have been killed had Jack in the Box cooked the hamburgers at 155 degrees, which is a state requirement, rather than the federal standard of 140 degrees. I actually remember this occurring because I remember when I was younger, I went on a trip to California with my mom and my dad, just a family trip, and we did stop by Jack in the Box because that was like one of my dad's favorites. He did not let me try the burger. He was sitting there enjoying it, and I was just like, oh, I want one so bad, but no. If that was the case, and this was my childhood growing up, my parents would nuke the crap out of any food that we bought from a restaurant, and rightfully so. Like, you guys can now see why. Like, you can't be too cautious with this stuff. This is food you're consuming, and you're not the one preparing it, so you don't know what kind of tampering's been done to it. You don't know if people wiped their ass with it. You don't know if they spit in it. You don't know if they snotted in it. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. You know, blew a snot rocket in it. That's so gross. Imagine that in your Taco Bell or just shredded lettuce on a burger, a snot rocket being in there. You might not even see it because it's usually green. That's so gross. I'm grossing myself out. I got to digress here. Moving on. Number 5. McDonald's Heady Chicken. Oh, I remember this one. This is so freaking gross. All right, a mom found a fried chicken head in her chicken nuggets. Oh, gross. This happened at Hampton Roads, Virginia. The details. Catherine Ortega told the Daily Press, quote, "I noticed it had a beak and it had eyes. I screamed. McDonald's gave her the option to get a refund or a new chicken. Ortega declined, saying, I will cook at home from now on. She chose not to pursue a lawsuit." That's just gross. Can you imagine if she didn't notice it and just bit into it? Can you imagine? If you guys follow us on Instagram, remember that post where it's like, please be chicken, please be chicken. And it was this girl holding up like something fried. It looked like a squirrel or some sort of small rodent. Because I'm sure it happens at other places too. Things get caught in the fryer. It gets pushed out with the rest of it. That's just beyond gross. Number six, Chipotle. Period. Chipotle diners continued to get severely ill. That's nice. And this actually occurs in Virginia and Ohio, so luckily it's not here in Illinois or where Hugh is in New Mexico. Thank God. The details. Virginia customers alerted Business Insider when they endured vomiting, diarrhea, and dehydration from Chipotle burritos in 2017. A year later, in 2018, 647 diners experienced their own bouts of food poisoning from Chipotle. To counteract the bad PR, the chain shut down for a day to retrain employees. Well, that's good at least, but just for a day? You should analyze everything. You should test all the food that's out, monitor the temperatures. I'm sure they do now. You know, I'm sure they monitor all that, but that should never be the case. That's so gross. Number seven, Golden Corral serves meat from its dumpster areas. What happened? A rogue employee, quote unquote, took a video of dozens of pounds of raw meat next to a dumpster. Where? Port Orange, Florida. The details. The worker's video went viral and the franchise released a statement saying the food near the dumpster was not intended for consumption. Whether true or false, it was bad for business. See, this I can actually imagine. Maybe it was just excess meat that they didn't cook. So instead of cooking up old meat, they discarded it. You know, a lot of restaurants do this at the end of their business day or business week. They'll discard a lot of the food that's left over. Yeah, it's wasteful. It is wasteful, but you would rather it get thrown out if it could cause potential food poisoning. So I don't think this was necessarily bad. I think they were just throwing out either old or bad meat. So I don't see how this really is that bad. And that's just my opinion, though. Number eight, Burger King's equine burgers. Oh, gross. You guys know what equine is? Let's get into this. Ireland's Food Safety Authority found horse DNA in over 33% of samples from Burger King locations. It occurred in Ireland. The details. BK dropped its supplier Silvercrest Foods in a voluntary and precautionary measure. The chain's representative said Silvercrest promised to deliver 100% British and Irish beef patties and have not done so. We have terminated our relationship. How and why did they include horse meat in their burgers? That's freaking disgusting. I know some people love horse meat. You love it, but no thank you. I'll pass. Number nine. Skip dessert at McDonald's. Oh, that's gross. It's got a picture here. Sorry, I just have to add this in here. It's from a Twitter post from some guy named P-H-U-C-K-U Nick. A little pun on the F word there. This came out of McDonald's ice cream machine, in case y'all are wondering. And it's a disgustingly beyond moldy little piece of whatever that is from the ice cream machine. A little thing that was inside of it. Oh, God, that's disgusting. What happened? In July 2017, a McDonald's employee was fired for exposing mold. And this occurred in La Place, Louisiana. I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce that correctly, but it looks like La Place, Louisiana. The details. While cleaning the ice cream machine, the 18-year-old found extensive mold. I thought the machine would be cleaned regularly, Nick told BuzzFeed. He said employees were never instructed to clean it. A McDonald's spokesperson said the tray Nick found didn't come into contact with ice cream. Well, you would hope so, McDonald's. Jeez, this makes you not want to go to the Golden Arches. And remember what I said earlier? Every time I pass a frickin' McDonald's, there's a bunch of fat asses in line needing to get their fast food fix. And I do say that. I have no shame in that. Anytime I pass a McDonald's and I see a million people parked outside to get the shit, I'm like, what a bunch of fat asses. Like, I'll go there sometimes to get a coffee or a breakfast sandwich, and once in a blue moon, some of those good fries. But even that, that's all gone downhill. I don't know if you guys have noticed this. McDonald's has gone downhill. In my personal humble opinion, it's kind of gone down the shitter since I was a kid, at least. Their fries aren't as good. I'll take Culver's fries any day, or Portillo's. If you guys aren't from here, Jesus, you're missing out. Culver's and Portillo's fries they're pretty similar, in my opinion. Those are my favorite. So, yeah, I love them crinkle cut fries. Number 10. McDonald's cleans up its pink slime. About damn time. Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver exposed McDonald's beef in a controversial episode of Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, referring to a pink slime ingredient, and this occurred nationwide. The details. Slime, quote-unquote, was Oliver's name for what's left of the meat after removing the choice cuts of beef. Banned for human consumption in the UK, the beef trimmings are legal in the US, where they are treated to kill off bacteria. Great! Great! After the show aired, McDonald's announced it stopped using the controversial beef trimmings, claiming the decision was made long before the show aired. Yeah, you're just trying to cover your tracks, you dicks. Number 11. Taco Bell forced to reveal mystery ingredient. What happened? Taco Bell had to share the mystery ingredient, making up the other 12% of its 88% cow-filled beef. Cow-filled beef? Isn't beef just cow meat? No, thank you. And this occurred worldwide. So no, wherever you get a Taco Bell, this shit happened. Great. And this is the details for it. The 2006 results were FDA approved, but still concerning. The beef contains soy lecithin, maltodextrin, lactic acid, and caramel color, among other things. Taco Bell tried to explain these chemicals. However, it left a bad taste in consumers' mouths. I can imagine. Number 12. McDonald's drive-thru drug cartel. This occurred in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What happened? The restaurant was serving Happy Meals with heroin via the drive-thru line. Oh, that's nice. Get a little extra kick with your meal. Oh, yeah. McDonald's diners just had to say, "I'd like to order a toy." Undercover officers received a tip and tested it out, paying former employee Shantia Dennis $82 for the $2 meal and discovering 10 small baggies of heroin inside the Happy Meal. The woman was charged with criminal delivery and possession of heroin, among other charges. What a dumbass. I mean, it's the unique way of getting your drugs out, but Jesus. What if you accidentally included one of those in an actual kid's meal for a kid on accident? Can you imagine? That's awful. Number 13. Costco brought new meaning to hunting dog, quote-unquote. This happened in Irvine, California. A Costco customer found a bullet in her hot dog. That's nice. The details. Olivia Chain swallowed a 9mm round while eating a Hebrew National footlong. She told the Los Angeles Times she first thought it was her braces, but quickly realized otherwise. X-rays revealed another bullet in her stomach, which had somehow made it through the hot dog's factory metal detectors. Police questioned Costco employees and searched the remaining hot dogs, but didn't find any more ammunition. That's awful. That could have killed her. Literally. Like, that's awful. Number 14. Arby's human meats. And this occurred in Dayton, Ohio. A customer discovered a piece of human flesh in their sandwich. That made me gag just reading that. That's so gross. All right, Arby's, I'm done with you. I'm done with the shit. The AP reported that a customer discovered a piece of flesh about 3/4 of an inch long after biting into his Arby's sandwich. Health investigators noted the Arby's manager was wearing a bandage on his thumb. The conclusion, he sliced his thumb while shredding lettuce and reportedly neglected to throw away the contaminated produce. Oh, God. This actually made me think of something. My husband, on one of his lunch breaks, went to Jimmy John's, you know, the sub place, and he bit into his sandwich, and he was like, it was really chewy, and I spit it out. It was a piece of latex glove. So it's like, some of this happens on accident, but what if it didn't? What if they intentionally did it? Like, this guy intentionally did not throw out that contaminated lettuce. That's so freaking gross, man. It's disgusting. So gross. So gross. Number 15. Kentucky Floor Chicken. And this happened in Shanghai, China, so this is global here. KFC was serving expired meat as well as meat that fell on the factory floor. The details. In a TV report, workers at KFC meat supplier Shanghai Husi Food Co. were shown reusing meat that fell to the factory floor. They also reportedly mixed fresh and expired meat before selling it. KFC apologized and cut ties with its supplier. However, Yum! That's apparently a company. Reported that the scandal significantly impacted China sales. It also led the company to reduce its full-year earnings per share growth projection from 20% to just 6 to 10%, according to Forbes. Number 16. TGI Friday's Not So Happy Hour. Where? This happened in Asbury Park, New Jersey. What happened? Bartenders were changing customer drink orders. This one's not that bad, I guess. I mean, it's annoying, but I guess not detrimental to your health in some ways. The details. 8 New Jersey TGI Fridays locations received $500,000 fines for serving customers beverages with lower shelf alcohol than ordered. Investigators visited 63 establishments in New Jersey, including the TGI Fridays. They asked for their drinks neat, without rocks or any mixer, Instead of drinking their orders, the detectives tested 150 samples with a spirit authenticator to ensure they received the right liquor. Quote, "At a very fundamental level, this is a very wrong practice," said Michael Halfacker. Halfacker? Halfaker. I don't know. That sounded bad when I said it real fast. Director of the New Jersey Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control. That one's bad. I mean, you're kind of like deceiving. It's not so much detrimental to the health. You know, that's not that bad. It's not like you're putting shit in their food that could kill them. It's just less alcohol than what you paid for. So yeah, you're cheating the customer. So that's not good. Number 17, Taco Bell's gross finger food. And this happened in Lake Wales, Florida. A woman found an acrylic fingernail in her nachos. That's delish. When a Taco Bell drive-thru confused a couple's order, the employee gave them an order of a cheesy nacho as a replacement. As the couple ate, the woman discovered a full acrylic nail buried inside. After becoming physically ill at the site, according to AOL, they told the manager, who gave them the wrong number, to Taco Bell's corporate office. Once they got in touch with corporate, they refused the $40 gift card the company offered them, vowing never to eat there again. Was this woman, like, spiteful of them because she messed up their order in the first place? So she's like, I'm going to screw them over even more. I'm going to put my nail in it, and I'm going to give them the wrong number to corporate. That lady should have been fired and also imprisoned. Like, that's disgusting. What the hell's wrong with these people? Number 18. Chi-Chi's didn't check its scallions. And this happened at a Pennsylvania location. That's all the detail I've got. Chi-Chi's forced one of its Pennsylvania locations to close after it was found guilty of the biggest hepatitis outbreak ever sourced back to an American restaurant. According to the New York Times, 660 people ate contaminated scallions and contracted hepatitis A in the process. Tragically, 4 people died because of the outbreak. Chi-Chi's no longer operates in the U.S. or Canada. The chain only exists in Belgium, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates. Number 19. A diner sticks it to Burger King. This happened in Honolulu, Hawaii. A retired Army sergeant found needles in his burger. God, that's bad. Were they heroin needles? Let's dive into it. The details. Purchased at a Hawaii base's Burger King, the sandwich's unusual insides pierced his tongue and lodged in his small intestine. After the sergeant's hospitalization, he reached a settlement with the U.S. Army, but had to exclude Burger King. His hospital bill was waived, and he received $50,000. Oh my god, that's bad. I might need to dive deeper into that one later on. Number 20. Food tampering is, quote-unquote, snot funny at Domino's. This happened in Conover, North Carolina. I don't know if I pronounced that right. What happened? A prank tricked customers into thinking their food had been tampered with. Employees filmed themselves putting nasal mucus in sandwiches and violating health code standards before allegedly sending the food out for delivery. The employees said they didn't actually deliver the food, but the chain fired them and charged them with delivering prohibited foods. "We got blindsided by 2 idiots with a video camera and an awful idea," said Domino's spokesman Tim McIntyre. All right, guys, that was it for these disgusting horror fast food stories. That's just wrong. I remember that story too from Domino's. It was some dude with a really bad haircut. He was like wiping his ass with it. He was even taking a bath in their sink. And the girl filming was like, "Oh, he's so funny. Oh, yeah. I'm taping it. This is so funny. We're so stupid." And it was just the grossest thing you could ever see. Like, he's blowing snot rockets on the pizza, wiping his ass on it. Like, he was just doing all kinds of disgusting stuff. Picking out his hair and putting it in the food. Like, just all this kind of disgusting stuff. So I'm sure you guys have heard some of these, but some of these I haven't even heard of. And the one with Starbucks really got me, because I drink Starbucks a lot. I wouldn't say daily, but I am regular there at least once, twice, maybe 3 times a week. I like me some coffee. So let us know which one of these really grossed you out. Do you guys frequent any fast food? Do you think things need to be changed? I think hell yes, it needs to be changed. Either we need to start getting better quality food, we need to just stop with the fast food, or do better practices. You know, things need to be changed. And hopefully this will persuade people to try and, if you don't have the time, if you don't have the sources to cook your own food, at least try and go to reputable places. And some of these were reputable. You know, you can't downgrade that, but at least try and not go there as frequent, because this is going to cause all kinds of issues along with obesity, heart disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, all kinds of bad stuff that your body does not need. So to try and purge everybody of that, let's really try and remember these stories anytime we go to bite into a nice McDonald's or Burger King burger. Or your fecal matter in your coffee. A little dash of that. With that said, everybody, thank you again for your support, your continued support and love, and we hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, bye.
Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated, and right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry before they're all gone.
Been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.